In the early 1960s, Aretha Franklin sounded like this.
What is romance without the one you love? It's heartbreak and misery without the one you love.
Then something happened to make her sound like this.
You better think.
This is the Aretha Franklin who had signed in 1966 with Atlantic Records, the company founded by Ahmet Ertegun. Ertegun and his co-producer, Jerry Wexler, decided simply to sit her down at the piano and let her do her thing. When Ahmet Ertegun died this week, we called the Queen of Soul. I asked if she remembered the first time they met.
The very first time was, yes, in the offices of Atlantic Records, and there was no question that he was the commander-in-chief. He carried that authority and that air. But it wasn't arrogant. It was friendly and warm. He nurtured and he cared, and he was so protective of my voice, my career, and myself. Because I was a very young girl when I signed with Atlantic Records, long way from home, but Jerry and Ahmet always oversaw everything with my career.
When you say they were protective of your voice, what did he do?
Protective of my voice in, do you think you're smoking a little too much, that kind of thing.
Because
I used to smoke when I first signed with them, and I was smoking like two packs of cigarettes a day. And so casually you might hear a mention of, boy, maybe you're smoking a little too much, or do you think you're smoking too much, or that kind of genuine concern.
Did they chaperone you because you were such a young woman?
No, they didn't chaperone me. My father sent a chaperone with me to New York. But being my record company and being the kind of people that they were, they simply just checked on me to see that everything was okay.
What do you think his legacy will be?
Certainly music, and the fact that he was such a great humanitarian and one of the last great record men, and the fact that he cared about his artist and he cared about people. He had wonderful, wonderful stories about many of his early artists long before I got to Atlantic Records, like Joe Turner, and Ruth Brown and the Drifters and Benny King and Herbie Mann and Ray Charles and all of these different artists who were there long, and some of my favorite artists long before I signed. And the fact that he signed and he recognized and he appreciated so many African-American artists, as well as putting them in executive and power positions. God bless Ahmet Ertegun for everything that he did for me. I'm very, very thankful. He had a genuine love for music.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure to speak with you.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
The great Aretha Franklin, remembering her producer and her friend, Ahmet Ertegun. Mr. Ertegun, the legendary founder of Atlantic Records, died this week at the age of 83. He had been in a coma for the past 2 months after falling backstage at a Rolling Stones concert in New York. Aretha Franklin joined us by phone from her home in Michigan.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house. This was the land that he worked by hand. It was the dream of an upright man. There was a room that was filled with love. It was a love that I was proud of. This is the life that he planned. On the love, the same old love. In the house that Jack built.
The house that Jack built.
Remember this house. There was a fence that held our love.
Yes, it
there was.
That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.